Hola, hola, meses de embarazes. This is the Mess to Badass podcast, a safe space where we will talk about turning your struggles into superpowers and the journey from being a mess and becoming a badass. This podcast is all about being imperfect, messy, human, and just being you. I am Pam, a creative consultant and founder of Embrace the Mess. Just a heads up, this podcast is unedited, bilingual, and there will be some cursing. So get ready to go from mess to badass. I just want to give you a heads up that this episode might sound a little weird because I was trying something different and I had to split it in three different sections, which also made it a little weird. But anyways, just bear with me. This is part of the process of learning how to record a podcast and also how not to edit it, because I want to be transparent and just like show you when I make mistakes and things like that. So please enjoy it. It's a good one. I really hope it inspires you to stay messy and be who you want to be and just learn from all your mistakes. So enjoy this podcast and I'll see you soon. In this episode, I am sola y solita, which means that I am all alone. This time there are no interviews, and I am going to talk about messy entrepreneurs. To start, I wanted to research about both words to see how messypreneur has come out with this bad reputation when the reality is that it can be a good thing. So to start, let's go with the definitions. First, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of messy is lacking neatness, precision, or being careless. Also marked by confusion and extremely unpleasant. Then I went to the opposite side and researched Urban Dictionary. We can count on that one also. And messy is out of control. A person who creates drama, has a big mouth, or never minding their own business about the situation. Somebody that is amusing. And yes, I know messy has a bad reputation because the first thing that comes to everybody's mind is somebody that doesn't have their life together. But come on, let's be real. Does everybody have their life figured out? If you said yes, then let's think about this really. Like, do you really have your life figured out and your shit together? And if you do, you know what? Congratulations. But I can tell you that I don't. So despite of the bad reputation that being messy has, I am going to encourage you to see the positive side of it and stay messy. Sure, some people are going to call this toxic positivity or ask, how is it possible that messy can be good? But from my own experience, I can assure you that being a hot mess has been part of my evolution, part of my journey. I know that messy can be a little troublesome, and most of us messes can be all over the place, especially when we're super messy. But from personal experiences, as much of a hot mess as I have been, I have disappointed people, I have hurt people. I feel like all of those messy situations that I got myself into were part of my growth, were lessons that I needed, that needed to happen for me to learn how to become the badass that I believe I am and how to get my shit together. There is a lot to learn in the journey that we have in our lives, but we should embrace it all, the good, the bad, the ugly, and of course the messy. That is why I want you to encourage you to embrace your messy self, your messy moments, to start paying attention to what's happening and the mistakes that you keep making over and over again, so you can realize what is the reason why they keep happening. And from my perspective, it's because you still haven't learned what you needed to learn. So they will continue happening until you learn that lesson. So now that we have talked a little bit about being messy, let's go to the other side, the entrepreneur side. So according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. And now again, according to Urban Dictionary, an entrepreneur is someone who's restless until his vision or her vision, plans, and ideas are monetized. Somebody who has the balls to drop their current job, relationships, family, and friends to pursue rich dreams. Somebody who wants to be recognized by their community and even their country. Somebody who has views that are completely different from the world. An entrepreneur is a person who knows the world is flawed. They know 9-to-5 job isn't fulfilling, and they know the educational system is shit. Literally, I am telling you what it says on Urban Dictionary. And entrepreneurs are risk takers. We are the ones who want to make it big in life. Our peers will go job hunting with a piece of paper called quote unquote degree while we're creating our own jobs. We are the boss. We're the ones who hire people. We're the ones who start a business. We are entrepreneurs. An entrepreneur is a person who sets up a business or businesses, taking on financial risks in the hope of profit to make goals and dreams come true. For example, I am a serial entrepreneur. At least I consider myself a serial entrepreneur who has tried tons of businesses. I have started many of them and I have failed, but I have not given up. I keep going and continue to be resilient because I know that eventually I will figure it out. And once I figure it out, that will be it. So there are so many people that, you know, start late in life, and there are some people that have started early and then just continue until they get it together. And I feel like that's part of being a messy entrepreneur. I am not going to lie to you. Every failure that I have had with the businesses that I try to create have been a disappointment. I have gotten very depressed because things didn't work out the way that I thought they would. And I lost tons of money buying supplies, materials, and everything else that I thought then I needed to get and spend to succeed, which at the end ended up learning that it's not true. However, after dwelling in misery for a while and being completely miserable, I got back up and started over. I found my next adventure and then kept going. Being a hot mess for me is something that you and I and whoever should not be ashamed of. It is who we are. We are just somebody that takes us a little longer to figure our life out, but it is also part of our journey, and we have to accept that. We all know what each word means separately and independently, but we have our own opinions on those words. And however, I am here to tell you that a messypreneur, why I love being a messypreneur, and why you should love being one of them also. My personal definition of messypreneur is a person that is creative, that has tons of goals and dreams, that are willing to bend the rules a little bit or a lot, are okay with being uncomfortable, they don't give up, and keep fighting for what they want even when they don't know what it is that they want, but they feel an indescribable passion for what they want to accomplish, and they continue to fight no matter how long it takes them to find the business, their goal, or their dream, when they find it, that makes them feel at ease. I have been doing some research about messy entrepreneurs and how being messy can be beneficial. So, for example, according to Tim Hartford, the author of the book Messy, How to Be Creative and Resilient in a Tidy-Minded World, thinks that messy situations are what sparks creativity and how allowing elements of randomness into our lives as creators and entrepreneurs can be allowed have unprecedented and often beneficial results. Little bursts of chaos can force us to adjust perspective, address biases, and seek alternative approaches. How beautiful is that? I mean, in this case, does it mean that the more messy you are, the more creative you are, and the more daring to try stuff you are? Let's think about that. I also found a common denominator in my research, which was how 2020 was an eye-opening for many corporate, quote-unquote, traditional successful leaders. Those were the ones that were struggling during the pandemic because they were so used to their old school mentality and their old school of managing, that once an unexpected global event came up, they were not ready for it. Unlike a very small exception of leaders that saw that the pandemic was a way to speed up solutions that they have been looking forward to apply in their jobs, but they were scared to bring it up because of the other leaders, that traditional ones. The last 3 years have been the years where leaders, employees, and everything in between have grown a pair of balls to show a human side, be more empathetic, be more engaged in difficult situations, think outside the box, trust their employees, hence work from home, and be capable of responding during an unexpected crisis. Because we are messy and because so many things happen to us, we are ready for random situations and we don't freak out, or at least not as much as other people. The past years have also brought so many topics that have been in the tip of everybody's tongues, but many were scared to talk about. Here's where the risk takers came to the top and show up and where they need it the most. Isn't that like empowering? Like how messy you can be and how all over the place you can be, but when you're needed and when you're stepping up, then you're just like ready to kick some ass. Messy entrepreneurs came to the front. They quit their jobs, they started their own businesses, they stood up for themselves to make their goals a reality. Some of them make decisions that were made in a rush and they didn't expect the results of their decisions. And some of those decisions didn't even work as they expected it to be. But you know what? No matter what, they still went for it. They took the risk and, you know, some of them actually got what they thought, like the results that they were thinking. So some of them got the things that they thought that they were never going to be capable to attain. Some of those messy entrepreneurs, like me, hello, the ones that are in the middle, the ones that are still trying to make their dreams come true, but have so many dreams that don't know where to start, they have thought of giving up and go back to corporate jobs. I can tell you that I did that last summer and it was horrible. You know, even those people that have gone back to realize that things are not the same once you have gotten to a job and they're just like not ready to take shit from anybody. I can tell you from my experience during that job in the summer, I thought it was going to be my dream job. I was so excited to work on it. I had an amazing team of people. And then everything literally went to shit because of the kind of people that were leading the team, the owners, one owner. You know, like the people that are stuck in this old school mentality and that they think that they know absolutely everything and do not let other ideas come in. Or even they feel like overpowered by little Pam that just came out of nowhere and decided to, you know, take control of everything. So it's just like really difficult to come with the whole idea of like, okay, I'm going to quit a job, I'm going to start my business, and then you get disappointed and then you go back to corporate America. But things have changed so much in the last 3 years that nothing is the same and we have to adapt, or we just have to make our own rules by either starting our own business or freelancing or just doing something that is comfortable for us. So with that said, messy entrepreneurs are multi-passionate. A lot of them are multi-passionate. They're dreamers, mind shifters. For me, a mind shifter is that person that changes their mind all the time, or they have like 1,000 ideas at a time that once they create something, it like goes to the next one because they just want to accomplish so much. And that is what makes us unique as messy entrepreneurs. We just don't give up. We could have 5 jobs at the same time. We could work part-time, or we could be lucky or privileged, whatever you want to call it, and not be able to have a job and just be capable or focusing on our dream goals and our dream job that maybe makes it a little harder to attain because it's like taking us a little longer. But no matter how it is and how long it takes, we just make it happen. Messy entrepreneurs learn through their mistakes, their struggles, and life experiences, which is why being messy is a strength. So now let's go with my top 5 strengths for being a messypreneur. So to start with, number one, ignoring old school mentalities and prioritizing humanity. I think that because we have this mentality of compassion and we are more humans because of all the things that we have gone through our experiences and through life, we have adopted this mentality of like, okay, we are not going to do what the quote unquote traditional or old school mentalities are so used to, that if we could just focus more in the people and be more compassionate and empathetic, then it's also going to help us understand them and bring in just like a beautiful team that will allow us to just like share the same mentality. So be like-minded, and not only like-minded, but like values, like beliefs and all that stuff. So I think that messypreneurs have a little more of humanity on the in their side rather than going with like the old school corporate mind. Number two is care about making shit happen and how we do it. So what do we mean with this one? Is that we as messypreneurs, since we have gone through so much shit in our lives, and either we have been fired so many times, or we have quit jobs, we have been miserable in corporate America, etc. Now we have come to this mentality of like, I'm just going to make shit happen. And we don't care about all these rules and processes and strategies and whatever else, which I know they are valid and they are useful, but now we are focusing more on just like, let's make it happen. So I'm gonna say that this is similar to like progress versus perfection, because we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to follow all these crazy rules, all these business strategies and whatever else they keep adding into the world. But let's just make our goals and dreams come true the way that we want it to be, the way that we think that it will work. And yes, we might have to implement some of those old school strategies, but at the same time, we're making them our own. And that's what makes our business, our goals, ours. And that's what makes it a little messy, because we're implementing old school with new school and making it our own. Number three is we can admit that we don't know something and we are ready to learn. Yes, we are not perfect. We are not geniuses. I mean, some of you might be, who knows? And that's cool. You know, let's be friends, let's chat. But the thing is that we know that we're not perfect. We know that we don't know everything. And because we're messy, because we are whatever you want to call yourselves, it doesn't mean that because of that, you have to hide yourself under your covers or your desk and just like pretend that you know everything. And when something crazy happens and you don't have an answer from it, you cannot admit it. The thing is that you should admit it. You should admit that you're not ready, that you don't know something. And because of that, you can ask for help. You can ask other teammates. You can ask a coach. You can ask a mentor. You can ask your partner, whoever you want to ask. You can just ask for a better solution, because you at that point do not know the answer. But you're ready to learn. You're ready to be part of this solution or be part of whatever you need to learn, because that is what makes you you. You are so willing to just be so multifaceted, whatever you want to call it. And you're just like ready to have like little bits of everything so you can come out with really cool ideas. Number four is failure is an option, but quitting isn't. Again, going back to the whole being messy and how it's part of your journey and making mistakes and failures are part of your learning lessons of your life. We are completely okay with failing. Yes, I'm not saying that we're not going to be depressed. I'm not saying that we're not going to be upset, or, you know, that we need to take our little break so we can like gather our thoughts again and just like figure out what went wrong. But we never give up. Messypreneurs do not give up. We are very persistent, resilient, if you like that word. If not, just change it for whatever you want. But we just keep going. We just don't quit. And that's like a really awesome way to identify a messypreneur or a go-getter, whatever. And number five, we burned out ourselves. We burned ourselves out. And now we know how to work based on our energy. Let me say that again. We burned ourselves out and now we work based on our energy. Yes, there are so many people talking about habits. There are so many people talking about burnout and all of that stuff. But the thing that they don't understand is that as a messypreneur, as that mentality that we have, we start comparing ourselves to others. We start seeing what everybody else is doing and then we start freaking out. Like we think that we have to do everything that other people are doing. And yes, this might be a little contradictory to like the things that I just said, but you have to realize that we're human. We are trying to succeed. And if we see that other people are successful by doing X, Y, and Z, then we are going to try that also. And if not, we're going to be a little competitive and just go the extra mile. For example, I can tell you that in my particular case, I thought that I needed to spend shit tons of money hiring coaches. I'm not going to say that they all sucked because they didn't. They all had their own ideas and way of educating their coaches. And their programs were completely different. They had their own ideas of how you should run your business. But the thing is that I don't think many of those coaches that I have seen, that I have talked to, that I have worked with, have realized that not everybody is the same. So, like, your coaching methods cannot always work out for everybody. So, if you go and ask one of your coaches how many of your clients have been successful with your method, I can guarantee you that there's at least one in there that did not utilize any of the things that those coaches taught you because they don't function the same way that others do, that quote unquote, the normal entrepreneur works. I can tell you that until a couple of days ago, I thought I had ADHD. And apparently I don't. But then again, I am really hard on myself. I struggle with focusing. I struggle with a lot of things, which again, this is a story for another day. But because of how my brain functions, like I couldn't do the things in the homework and whatever else that some of the coaches asked me. And I spent so much money that could have gone to something that really benefited my business rather than just like blowing money in things that now I know did not work. But anyways, I'm going off topic. So let's go back to what I was saying. So let's continue about being messy. So I think that because we're messy and have gone through so many personal and professional issues, we struggle with depression, anxiety, ADHD, self-sabotage, imposter syndrome, and more stuff, which we can go on and on, but it allows us to open our minds and hearts to be ready for more of the impromptu things that can come to life. We might not have a great reputation because we go with our flow. It takes us longer to succeed. We change our mind constantly. But as messy and all over the place that we are so motivated. We are motivated to make one or 100 of our ideas come true. And if that means that we have to keep failing and trying, then we're gonna keep doing it. You can see messy as an obstacle to achieve success, but if we feel successful by having the liberty of trying many things until the right one sticks, until we have learned so much from many failures that we become unstoppable and ready to kick ass, like we're just awesome. So, this is a little long. This is a little long episode, but for all the messy people out there and for all the messy entrepreneurs, I know that your journey has been really tough. And I know that we are scared. You and I are scared of failing and or succeeding. that we are constantly comparing ourselves to our heroes and to social media influencers and to whoever else we see in social media platforms. But what if instead of focusing on those people, we focus in ourselves, in our dreams, and in finding a community that supports who we are and doesn't judge us for who we are and who we want to be? I say, let's keep being messy, keep being proud of who you are, and just keep being awesome and get ready to kick ass. Thank you, messes and badasses, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye!